Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Max Wilson from eBay Anti-Fraud Department, sir. How can I help you today?
You called me, man.
All right, sir. This is to inform you that from the beginning of the call, I do believe that you are receiving any voicemail about a fraud person, right?
I don't know. Nah, you called me though. So what's this about?
This call is about your eBay account. Like, someone are trying to purchase an iTunes gift card for $299 from your eBay account. So that is the reason.
I don't have an eBay account.
Actually, sir, whenever you're browsing the internet or watching online YouTube videos, sending mails, receiving emails with the help of your phone, you can see any kind of bad links or bad advertisement comes up on your screen. And once it is on the screen, unfortunately, you don't know that point of time your eBay subscription has been completed. And it's a misusing problem, so we are going to cancel in the charge if you wish them. So I do believe that you want to cancel the transaction for $299, okay? And we make sure that you won't be charged, right?
You lost me. Can you repeat that?
Sorry, what was that?
Can you repeat that? You lost me. Can you say that again?
Yes. We see, this is a fraud transaction which has been made by some other people with the help of your information. So we are going to just provide you the cancellation 9-digit number and cancellation form so that you can cancel in the order, like you can cancel in your fraud charge with the help of your cell phone. And once you cancel in the charge, then you get a refund money from eBay customer support should be $299 back. Just because you are canceling your fraudulent charge, for that reason, you get a refund money from eBay. Alright, that's what I say.
Can you say that again? I don't understand.
Alright, I'm gonna tell you once again. See,
yeah.
First, you know that you don't have an eBay account, alright? You don't have any eBay, right? Okay, so it's not you, it's somebody else who totally misses your information. Like whenever you're browsing the internet or doing any kind of stuff with the help of your cell phone, that point of time you can see any kind of pop-up ads comes up on your screen, right? So once you touch on your screen by mistakenly, you are getting charged for $299 from eBay account, from eBay company. Okay, so maybe that point of time your eBay account has been created by mistakenly with the help of your cell phone. So we are just going to cancel your account, and if you wish, then we are going to be canceling your fraud charge for $299. Okay, and you just because you are canceling the charge, for that reason you get a refund money from eBay for $299 into your personal account. That's
okay. Okay, Max. What's my name? What's my
detail? Sir, this is a fraudulent transaction which has been made by some other people, so we are not authorized to share any kind of personal information right now. Let me connect you to our eBay secure server with the help of your cell phone so that we can provide you the exact information and we can tell you each and everything. Alright.
If you tell me my name, I'll call. What's my name?
You don't know what's your name?
No, you tell me.
Say
you have my name on the screen. You call me. What's my name, sir? What's my eBay account?
See, your eBay account has been registered under Robert Johnson name. It's a fake name, but your mobile number should be matching in our server. It should be 4315230 So I have got your mobile number. That means I know your personal information. This is a verification call, and this call is being recorded for training and quality purposes. So we are not asking any single details from our customers. So we are just authorized to helping our customers fix the problem. That's it. Okay.
What is the problem?
You don't know what is the problem?
Right.
I already told you how many times, sir. Somebody misuse your information and says they are purchasing from eBay company iTunes gift card for $299. Okay. Somebody bought an iTunes gift card.
I don't have eBay.
Yeah, you don't have an eBay, that's why it's not your fault. Okay. Can you please confirm me you want to cancel the charge or you want to continue this charge?
There is no charge. I don't have any charges against me. I don't have any charges on my personal account.
How do you know that? Like, did you check your online statement or online shopping? Or do you do online banking with the cell phone?
Yeah, I've checked. There's no charges.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But how can you see that transaction into your personal online banking? Because it's a hacking problem. You can't see that transaction. Okay. Some foreign IP address are misleading. Like some foreign IP address are using your mobile number. So, it's not any kind of legal transaction. It's an illegal transaction, that's why you can't see that. But once you are connected with our eBay secure server, we can provide you that 90-day cancellation code. And that point of time, once you open up the online banking server, okay, you just see that transaction in front of your own eyes, that point of time. But not now, you can't. So that's the main reason we are just going to informing you, just to confirm that if you did not make any eBay transaction today morning, that means somebody misused your account and your information. So we are just going to secure your payment, $299. That's it.
Yeah, you lost me again, buddy. Can you repeat that?
What?
Can you repeat that? I don't understand. Can you say that again?
You don't understand what I'm telling you.
No. Can you say that again?
Which one?
Everything.
Okay. I'm gonna show you the problem. Can you please confirm me which device you log into your online banking?
My watch.
Your watch?
Yeah.
And why you can download, like, which device you can download the, online shopping apps or...
I don't use any online shopping.
Alright, I believe that you want to using, like, you are using your any Android mobile phone or any iPhone, right? You're using your Apple.
No.
So which device are you using right now, at the moment?
Motorola, it's a Razr, Motorola Razr.
Okay, Motorola. It's your, Android mobile phone, I do believe that.
No, it's a Razr. There's no app at all. It's a Razr phone. The flip phone.
Okay. And apart from this flip phone, do you have any computer or any cell phone which you're using for internet line? in your house?
No.
It's just a regular flip phone.
That's it.
Sorry, what is the problem? What is the problem?